The King Charles III Coronation Medal has been given to thousands of Canadians who have made a significant contribution to Canada or to a particular province, territory, region, or community of Canada. In February, 12 different residents of Tanchamar, Straight Shores, and Memramcook were among a group who received medals in a ceremony hosted by Beauséjour MP Dominic LeBlanc. But there's one more local resident who has now been honored with a coronation medal. At the end of April, Sackville Food Bank Executive Director Heather Patterson was presented the King Charles III Coronation Medal from Food Depot Alimentaire Executive Director Stéphane Sirois. In a post on social media, the Food Depot said that Patterson's commitment to going above and beyond to help those in need reflects strong leadership and compassion, making her a true advocate for her food bank, the region, and for food security across New Brunswick. CHMA stopped by the Sackville Food Bank on Monday and asked Patterson about her history helping feed the region's families.
I started here in 2015 just as a volunteer, and then 2 years later I took on the presidency. And we've changed enormously in that time, partly because of increased pressure by rising food insecurity. We had a little dip during COVID, but we've gone back up and we've almost doubled what we used to do. Like a really good, not a really busy day for us would have been 55 people before COVID. Now it's typically up in the 80s range. And 55 was really exceptional. We never had, almost never had that many normally. So things have changed, and we've expanded our facility as well. We just got a new addition, which is very exciting because it's a cold room. It means that we have more room to supply, to store and supply produce for our folks who come. And so we've also gotten a number of grants to buy new things. And one of them is a really big display freezer, which we had a real challenge getting in here. So that was exciting. We got that from a grant. A lot of grant application writing and that kind of thing.
And I mean, most people think of food banks, they think dry goods. But I mean, in this cold room in here, I can see big flats of eggplant in there. So you're definitely, you're providing, and you've got freezers, so you're providing fresh and frozen food as well.
Yes, a lot. Yeah. Every week we get fresh food from the Food Depot Alimentaire, but we also get it from another source. And then in the summertime, we have gardeners and farmers come in with fresh produce. So we always have something in the way of fresh produce. Like our standard is onions, carrots, and potatoes. Those are standard. But then we get it into other vegetables, which are maybe a little more delicate. And so we can only keep them for a while. But yeah, we always have fresh or frozen meat. We buy eggs now from the eggs plant in Amherst. And we supply cheese and milk always.
Has the demand since, you know, you had that spike after COVID, right? I mean, during COVID, I think there was less demand because of the CERB.
Yes.
But then once the CERB was gone, demand went up. Is it still as high? Has it remained?
Yeah, it has. It's gone steadily up. Every week almost we get new clients. Now, a lot of the clients, when they first move here, they come to the food bank and then they don't need us anymore once they get settled into their job and into their home. But our numbers are really high. And it just seems so wrong. And, you know, one of the things that struck me about COVID is CERB kind of proved that it works. Guaranteed annual income works, right? There's less food insecurity, less family violence, greater school achievement. Every study that they've done has proved that guaranteed annual income really works. And Canada, I think, is ready for that kind of thing.
And that's, you know, that would maybe put you out of a job here.
That's exactly what we want. I work in the only sector of the economy, I think, that is looking to put itself out of business. We don't want to grow. We want to shrink, if not just go away altogether. I mean, there might always be people who just can't make it on their own, and that's fine. But there should be other ways of keeping people fed and secure. Because food insecurity isn't just you go hungry. It's really hard psychologically to think that you can't put food on the table for your child or for your family, and it just, you're constantly worried, wondering where the next, you know, how you're going to pay your bills, that kind of thing. And it is actually a vicious cycle. Because you're so anxious, often people develop psychological problems, and then they can't work. So then they're more dependent on us. So it's a really, food insecurity is really bad in so many ways.
Back to your medal now. Yes. I mean, it must have been quite an honor to be recognized for your work.
Yeah.
As a volunteer and the hours you've put in. I wonder if it's, you know, speaks to something that so many people in the food security, like, you know, that there is this cohort of food security people being recognized with these medals.
Yeah, it was a real surprise. I had no idea where it came from. And the Food Depot Alimentaire are the people who nominated me, which is really nice because, I sort of expect it of people that I work with. They understand the hours I put in, but I didn't know they knew, right? So that was kind of exciting. And then to be there in Moncton getting the medal with all these other people who work all towards the same goal, basically to put ourselves out of business, but to keep our families fed. It's pretty wonderful.
That's Heather Patterson, Executive Director of the Sackville Food Bank, who has just received the King Charles III Coronation Medal in recognition of her contribution to her community. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.